A little crowded up here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
In Jesus' last days on earth, remember when he said, give back to God what is God's? What did he mean? What is God's? Is it everything we have? Our time, our talents, our possessions, our money? Simple concept to give back to God, but maybe easier said than done. Some 30 years ago, while attending another church, I was a struggling parent. My kids were young. I had big orthodontist payments, travel soccer expenses, big house payment, car payments, credit card bills, way more bills than money. Know what I'm saying? Can you relate? At about that time, God had been working on me, pulling me in new directions. I was feeling his constant tug on my heartstrings to do more, to get more involved, but I wasn't sure where this was leading me. On Sunday, I wanted to go play at the lake with my family and friends, not go to church. It was okay to go to church sometimes, particularly if it was raining. One Sunday, it was announced in church that we needed some additional funds to meet operating expenses, increased expenses. Sound familiar? So being a good Christian, I dug down deep in my pocket and pulled out a crisp $10 bill. I felt good. I contributed. I felt like I did my part. Now, about 2 weeks later, a friend, I'll call him Jim, stood up and shared his testimony and giving philosophy with the congregation. He and his wife had come through some rough times together and had just opened a small restaurant in town. They worked until after midnight nearly every night. They lived in an old rented house in town and drove a 10-year-old Escort with rust everywhere. Jim shared that he used to be a poor financial giver or tither to God, giving what he could, when he could, depending on what was left in the bank account. I could relate to that. Jim felt the church could get along without his money. After all, others had a lot more money than he did. He gave when he had the extra money and when it did not get in the way of his other needs, wants, or desires. One day, Jim had an awakening. Maybe here we would call that a God moment, and realized that what he had been doing wasn't working. He needed to change his life's direction and decided to start following the Bible teachings that he had been listening to for years. Even though they had been involved in regular worship attendance and other church activities, Jim and his wife made a conscious decision to change up their commitment to God by giving a full 10% tithe up front before paying any bills, irregardless of their current financial situation. They also made a commitment to start attending church regularly and get more involved sharing their time and abilities with their church family. Jim said it was a long, slow road, but when they put God, the church, and tithing first in their lives, things just somehow worked out. It didn't happen overnight. They just kept at it. Well, to be honest with you, after that testimonial, I picked myself up off the floor. It seemed that Jim had been talking straight to me. I decided right then and there, if Jim could make that commitment to God, then so could I. And I did. It was our little play on words here that we've been studying the Soul Shift series for the last few weeks. It was a soul shift moment for me. Since that day, I began to more regularly attend worship on Sunday mornings. I expanded using my time and talents at the church and began consistently giving God 10% of my income. And I have felt blessed. Many times over the years, I have looked at the checkbook and said, I don't have the money for this or that, but somehow it all works out. I can tell you from personal experience, when you put God first in your life, he will take you places you have never dreamed possible. This includes the inner peace and blessings that being right with God brings. As Jesus so fully gave his life to us some 2,000 years ago, on this Easter morning, I challenge you to begin giving back to God in all areas of your life, your time, your abilities, your possessions, and finances. If you make that commitment to God, then stand back and watch how he multiplies your gifts and blesses you and our church in amazing ways. Thank you, and have a wonderful Easter.